This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus, the birth of Chaya Mushka Emmer, Chana Rivka Lent, and Rafal Aryeh Lang, and also in honor of the engagement of Menachem Mendel Kugel to Chaya Mushka Liberov. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Shalom Mardchaya Levi Ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar Al HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Chassidisha businessman. A chassid whose parnasa was earned for managing a tavern traveled to the tzaddik Rabbi Aryeh Leib de Shpola Zeide to pour out his heart. He was afraid that he might become coarsened, grub, from constant contact with the coarse customers who frequented his tavern. De Shpola Zeide smiled and said, "It seems that you want to fulfill your purpose as a yid by being given a sack full of gold, being seated in a clean and splendid palace, dressed in silken garments with a shtreimel on your head, and being surrounded with shelves filled with svarim, and then you will be able to serve Hashem with davening and learning from a clear, pure mind. But if Hashem wants individuals to serve Him without any distractions, for that He has hundreds of thousands of malachim. The real delight that He finds in this world comes from those who are surrounded with obstacles and hardships, that they feel confined in a gutter, and despite this they think about Hashem and anxiously yearn for the moment when they will be able to say just a few words to Him. No malach can experience this longing." Concluding, the Shpola Zeide said, "Do not complain regarding your livelihood. On the contrary, thank Hashem for having given you the privilege of serving Him in this manner." Chazal say, "Great is one who is sustained from his own efforts, as the Pasuk says, he is praiseworthy in this world and the next." Chazal state that a person should not say, "I am of respectable ancestry, and it is unbefitting for me to humiliate myself and do work, for Hashem has preceded him in work, creating the world." The Baal Shem Tov explained that working in business can be similar to learning Torah, and even greater. "For everything in the world was created for Hashem's glory, and when it is used in the way described by the Torah, one is serving Hashem." A man once came to the Baal Shem Tov complaining about some oxen that he lost, and he asked the Baal Shem Tov to tell him where they were. The Baal Shem Tov opened the Zohar, looked inside, and told him that his oxen were in the market city of Breslau. The Baal Shem Tov later explained that Chazal say there is a light, a great light, hidden in the Torah, through which one can see across the world, and those who learn Torah properly can see everything with this light. The Rebbe derived a lesson from this story. There are those who separate between Torah and worldly matters, saying that the Zohar is a holy part of Torah, while the ox is an ox, and Breslau is a market city. This is a mistake, for Hashem is everywhere, even in most lowly things. So too, the ox is a spark of Kedusha which had a special purpose and brought the Yid to the Baal Shem Tov. During the Suda Shlishis of Shabbos, the Chassidim of Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac of Zidachov would sit in an awed silence as the Tzaddik sang moving Nigunim and expounded Divrei Torah. A profound yearning for Tshuva and Ruchnius would engulf them, so that the morning following one such Shabbos, none of the businessmen who had come wanted to leave. In the state in which he left them, it did not occur to them that they should now be returning to their mundane affairs. Not knowing this, the tzaddik asked his sons why no one has left yet. They went to investigate and were told, "Only yesterday our Rebbe has made all the things of this world so unworthy in our eyes that we are ashamed to face him with our problems about our animals and our businesses." Hearing this, the tzaddik smiled and related that a similar occurrence had once happened with the tzaddik Rav Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, and he had told his chassidim, "Shabbos is one thing, weekdays are something different. Let the businessmen return to their homes and engage honestly in their commerce." Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac then quoted the words of Tillim, "Hashamayim shamayim lahashem, v'haaretz nasan livnei adam." The heavens are to Hashem, but the earth He has given to man to labor. Hearing this message from the Rebbe, each chassid folded up his talis, packed his bags, and returned home to his daily affairs. The great Chassid Reb Hillel Paritcher served as a mashpia for the Yiddish agricultural settlements founded by the Mittler Rebbe. He once related how he had heard the Mittler Rebbe describe their significance. "Picture the Yishuvniks, these colonists, standing in the field, dressed in their yarmulke and talesim ktanim, planting the earth and lifting their eyes heavenward and hoping to Hashem. Visualizing this is what motivated Reb Hillel to become their mashpia." The Rebbe Marash once told the Chassid Rebbe Elia Abeller, who was a businessman and simple in learning, "I envy you. You travel to fairs, meet many people, and during business dealings you inspire others to study Nigla and Chassidus. This causes happiness above, and Hashem rewards such business trade with the brachas of children, health, and sustenance. The larger the fair, the more work there is, and the greater the parnasa earned. The Friedrich Rebbe said, the Chassidish businessmen need to keep a Chumash and Tanya in their store and learn from them in their free time. Of course it is necessary to conduct business dealings, but afterwards a pasuk should be learned, and this is what will bring success. The world with physical streets and people who own stores and businesses was created for this reason, so that we walk in the streets and think or say words of Torah, and so that we sit in a physical store and learn Torah. The Rebbe describes how a Yid must go about his business. The first thing in the morning must be the avodah of davening, followed by a session of learning, and only after being soaked with ruchnius can he, in an unenthusiastic manner, go to work. In addition, at work, he must stand apart as a yid, thinking or saying words of Torah, and during dealing a business, have the intention of serving Hashem. At a farbringen, a chassid asked the Friedrich Rebbe, how is a businessman who is busy during the day able to daven at length like those who sit and learn and have time to do so? The Friedrich Rebbe explained that a chassidish businessman must be like an Edom Ifkest, a young man who is supported by his father-in-law. Being supported, he has no worries, and when his father-in-law hints to him that his help is needed, he lends a hand, but only after he finishes eating comfortably. Similarly, the chassidish businessman davens and learns at ease, and then he goes off to work. In his early years, the Baal Shem Tov would travel amongst the Yiddish towns, gather a crowd in the market, and speak to them about Avos Yisroel. Once he explained his message with a mashal. There was a man named Rabbi Yankiv who was a baki in Shas with Rashi and Tosfos Baal Peh, and with intense concentration he would learn by heart. Once, while engrossed in a large Tosfos, his young son interrupted him to relate a clever thought. Though the thought was not profound for Rabbi Yankiv's understanding and his learning, he nevertheless stopped to listen. Similarly, Hashem is preoccupied with lofty matters to the point that the Malachim objected to his creating man who was involved with such mundane activity. Yet, when a Yid rises in the morning and runs to daven with a minyan, and then throughout the day, though he is busy and troubled, he drops his work and runs to shul to daven mincha, then listens to a shir in Ein Yankiv, and later shears it with his family, Hashem then says to the Malachim, "You Malachim have no troubles." But man, who unwillingly has the burdens of Parnassah, still behaves as such. And so Hashem continues to pride himself before the Malachim with the conduct of a Yid. At a Farbrengen, the Friedrich Rebbe told one of his chassidim, a store owner, that he wants to make a covenant with him. The Rebbe asked him if he has a Tanya in his store and stipulated, "I do not mean a Tanya that sits without usage, rather one that is the focus of all comings and goings." The Friedrich Rebbe added that if he will be involved in the Sefer, the communist officials would not mix into his books. The Chassid Rebbe Yamin Kletzker had a wooden log business. Once, while calculating his business earnings, he wrote out all the entries correctly, but reaching the total, he inadvertently filled in Ein Oid Milvadoi, there is nothing besides Hashem. When he was asked how he can be involved with Chassidus while doing business, he replied, "If while standing before Hashem, thoughts of the wooden logs can enter my mind, how much more so that your unholy thoughts can enter my mind while dealing with logs." Reb Shloimeh de Geller, a chassid of the Rebbe Rashab, worked as a builder's assistant, and both he and the builder would discuss chassidus while working. Once, while building a wall, they were raptly involved in their chassidic discussion and unintentionally enclosed Shloimeh on the opposite side of the wall. When they realized this, they had to break the wall and take him out. The Friedrich Rebbe writes that in previous times they would refer to Parnassa only as chiyuna, sustenance, unlike in America where they say one is making a living, which implies that it is the essence of one's life. One of the chassidim of stature of the Rebbe Rashab became very involved in the business of galoshin. Once the Rebbe Rashab commented to him, "I have seen feet in galoshes, but I have never seen a head in galoshes." May the Eivishter help that everyone should have Parnassa Bar Chava and be able to serve Hashem mitoich simcha v'tuv levav.